So at the end of this year, we are going to be awarded for the great work that we are doing as journalists. Well, we're talking about the Journalists of South Sudan. Now, the Union of Journalists of South Sudan will be launching the Excellency in Journalism Awards. Now, to understand what this Excellency Awards is, we have colleagues from the Union of Journalists of South Sudan, Ojed Patrick, who is the president of the union, and we have Majak Daniel, who is the secretary general. Gentlemen, Oyet and Majak, good morning to you and welcome. It's good to have you on the Miraya Breakfast Show.
Good morning, and thank you for having us.
Good morning to you, Sevid, and thank you for hosting us.
Great. Let's begin talking about this is going to be the first time now, the launch of Journalism Excellency Award. Tell us about the awards. Why is it important to recognize the work of journalists in this way? Let's begin with you, Mr. President Oyet Patrick.
Yeah, thank you once again, Sebit. This is the first time that we are launching an award for journalists that is supposed to cover the whole country. The award is supposed to cover the whole country, meaning we want journalists from across South Sudan to send in their stories or their entries, and then there will be selection and the winners will be awarded, basically. The importance of these awards are many, but a few of them are like this. Number one, we want to encourage professionalism. Mm-hmm. We want to encourage professionalism. We want journalists to do good work. And this good work means you should do your research. You should have multiple sources when you're doing your story, whether it is for radio, TV, or print. The rules are basically the same. The stories have to be balanced. They have to be fair. They have to be accurate, and so forth. So we want to encourage this by these awards. So the stories that will be selected, so many things will be looked at, including those few that I have mentioned. Mm-hmm. And then also, we want to encourage a bit of specialization. Because as journalists, we tend to do almost everything. Absolutely. You are reporting business, you are reporting climate change, you are reporting politics. So sometimes you actually are in the profession where you do not have one specific area that you are very good at. Mm-hmm. So we want people to start thinking of specializing. And that's why we have categories like climate change. We have categories like political and human rights. We have categories, gender and so forth, so that people specialize in a specific area. So also, we would like really to recognize the work being done by our colleagues. Mm-hmm. Because we've seen some awards being done before, some by civil members, some civil society groups, some by some non-governmental organizations. But an organization of journalists or media to come and give some award, we've seen very rare. Mm-hmm. And we think that it is important that we ourselves come out and say, we've seen this colleague has done very well and the other one has done very well, and to recognize our work. And, and as journalists do their work, they should always remember that there are people looking at that work, and if they do well, they will be recognized.
Great. Now, Mr. Majak, who is eligible for these awards, basically?
Yeah, okay. Thank you so much, Radio Miraya. The one that are going to be eligible are all practicing journalists in this country, whether you're working for broadcast, whether you're working for the print, whether you're working for online media. Mm-hmm. So you are all eligible for you to be able to submit, including the freelancers that are not having an umbrella of a specific media house that you work, but your work is being published or being aired by some outlets. So you are all eligible. Yes, as our head of the union has just said, our main purpose for this is for us to instill trust, public trust, because by making sure that we honor the outstanding journalism work in this country, we are trying to make sure that all the citizens in this country see the efforts that the media play towards in terms of nation building, etc. So we wanted to see that public knows that journalists are main cornerstone for the construction of this nation. And that's why we are bringing Excellency Award
Yes, and this is strictly organized by the Union of Journalists in South Sudan.
Yes, yes.
Take us through some of the categories, particularly what sort of stories will you consider for these particular awards? What are some of the categories?
Okay, some of the, actually, I will give you all the categories. There are 10.
Yeah, just all the categories.
There are 10.
Yeah, yeah,
absolutely. So we have Excellence in Health Reporting Awards. So those who report on health issues, whether fistula, whether, you know, hospitals that have been built and maybe the hospitals don't have enough drugs, doctors and made nurses and so forth, things to do with health generally.
Mm-hmm.
This award goes for people who are doing very well in that area. We also have Excellence in Economy or Business Reporting Awards. This is for people who definitely report on economy, business stories, the like of economic conference, how it will affect the country, if at all it will have any effect, and mm-hmm. experts and so forth, investment, those areas. Then we have Excellence in Political and Human Rights Report. That is those who report on political issues, whether these peace parties and human rights, of course, involve the courts, the issues to do with the judiciary, you know, we have gender-based violence, even though gender-based is on its own a category also, but human rights has some element, human rights is also having that gender, so you can also report on that, human rights and mm-hmm. Political reporting. Excellence in Peace Journalism Awards, that one is also things to do with peace, how people in the community are maybe doing reconciliation, the implementation of the peace agreement, and so forth, things to do with peace. Excellence in Education Reporting is another category, schools, universities, secondary, primary schools, and so forth, the teachers, issues of curriculum, and so forth. And then we have Excellence in Climate Change Reporting. Mm-hmm. Then that is basically if, of course, in this country there is a lot of issues of floods, whereas in other parts also there are issues of drought, especially in the eastern part. Then we have Excellence in Gender Reporting. We have Excellence in Youth and Sport Award. I think the most common one is the basketball one, which has just... And then we have Excellence in Still Photography.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have also Excellence in Culture. So those reports that people do in terms of culture and so forth are also awarded. And of course, still photography we think is very, very important. Those who take pictures, they also can submit their pictures that they think are very, very nice. And just to add something about these awards also is that it begins with stories from, let me say, April up to the end of October.
Mm-hmm.
So those who still have not maybe done a specific story to for the entry mm-hmm. For these awards can still do, because there's still time.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Talking about time, when are these awards taking place?
The awards are taking place in late November.
All right. So let's talk briefly about the judges now, because are people within the union as well eligible to submit their stories? Like Oyet Patrick, are you eligible to submit your stories so you can as well get that? Because you're a journalist, Because you're a journalist. Who will be looking at these particular stories and say, oh, Oyet did well, or you will be judging yourself?
I will answer the one of the judges, and then Maja can answer the one of the eligible issue.
Aye.
Okay, we have very, very senior members of this profession who are the judges, and these judges are not members of the Union of Journalists. Mm-hmm. We actually want to have these awards very, very independent and fair, transparent, and for that reason, we have very, very senior members. For example, we have 5 judges, and this is, I will give you their names.
Mm-hmm.
One is Dr. Rebecca Lorin, who is the Dean of Faculty Communication Studies at University of Juba. Then we have Sapana Abui, who is the Director for DG, Director General for Media Compliance at the Media Authority. Then we have Suzanne Alphonse, who is Director General at South Sudan Broadcasting Corporation. We have Moe Gandour, who is the Commissioner of Access to Information. And then we have Gabriel Joseph Shadar, who is your colleague at Miraya FM. So these are the judges, and we believe strongly that these are very, very senior members of the media. Most of them are bilingual, so that means even those who write their stories in Arabic should not worry that, you know, this thing is maybe only one language. They also can submit their stories. The judges are competent enough to screen all the stories.
All right. Yes.
Thank you so much. As you know, that the union is being headed by all the media gurus in this country. We are all practitioners, and one thing that we trying to avoid is that, like myself and Oyet, are not going to partake in this award. Reason being, because we are the one that are currently leading the union, so we are not eligible for us to be able, and other members of the executive, if you are in the executive and you are also a practicing journalist, you are not also eligible for you to be able to participate. And also those who are staff, and they are also still also writing for other news outlet, usual staff across the country, because we all have the 10 state offices. So our state offices who are there in the state are not also going to be part of this. It is purely for our member-based journalists across the country, whether you are having union membership at the moment or not. You can still participate, but we strongly encourage that for you to be able to get this kind of benefits. These are the reason why you should be the member of the union. So we strongly encourage that the next award should specifically, so at some point, we should also make sure that it benefits all the members of the union. So if you are not a member of the union at the long run, we are going to say, okay, is one of the criteria that you cannot participate, but at the moment it's open.
Great. Yes, Mr. Oyed, journalism is already such a tough job, not only here in South Sudan, but also globally. Now, how can awards like these inspire journalists to continue to stand against all odds?
Yeah, to a larger extent, I think these awards will inspire journalists a lot. You know, it is not actually the material value that you get out of maybe awards, but the recognition that you are recognized countrywide, that you have done a good job, I think is a very big encouragement. And the way we are planning is to have also colleagues from the region come, from Uganda, from Kenya, from Egypt. At least we have also members from those unions come to Juba during that time of the award. So it is also a matter of telling the region that in South Sudan there are also journalists who are doing who are doing jobs, and they are doing great. And it also opened doors to journalists. If you win the award tomorrow, you travel to Kenya or Ethiopia or where, you say, yes, I'm a journalist
and
award-winning journalist. So I believe it is a very big encouragement, and it is something we plan to do yearly. And we hope every year it will be better and better and better, to encourage really colleagues to work. As you correctly say, the job is tough, is stressful, but at least you want to know that somebody somewhere is really recognizing what you're doing.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Now that the two of you are here, let's address some home affairs as well, not basically about the awards. Let's talk about the media environment at the moment, especially at the time when we're leading towards the general election, which is proposed to take place next year. Mr. Patrick, how will you describe the road towards these particular elections at the moment?
At the moment, it doesn't look bad. It is still okay. We don't have a lot of cases of political parties per se creating issues for journalists. However, we've had one report where, in particular in Warab State, one political party went to a radio station and told the management that now we want to be supplying you fuel. for your generators. We can supply you fuel even for 1 year, but on condition that you should not host other political
parties,
members of other political parties. So those things have already started happening. And we told that management that, no, this is not the right way to do things. You should resist. And indeed, they resisted. So as we draw closer and closer to election, we are going to see more of this kind of things happening. And we urge our journalists to remain steadfast, to stick to the ethics and to stick to the code of conduct for the practice of journalism in South Sudan, because pressure is going to be there. But at the moment, the environment is still okay. Partly because active campaigns and political activities have not really
started
begun.
Yes.
So the situation is still okay.
Yes, Mr. Majak, of course, as we go into this very, very sensitive atmosphere, of course, it also comes with responsibilities. Now, as journalists, what capacity support do you think journalists need as they as they approach this elections period?
Thank you so much, Sevit, for this intruding question. It is really a nice thing for us as a union at this current moment, and that's why we are trying to make sure that we come up with this kind of an award as a loop into the bigger picture, that once we start recognizing journalists at this moment, all the citizens, including the decision makers, will start knowing that, okay, there is these people that are really honoring their members. So as we move toward the election, they will know that, okay, members of the profession are there, everybody's watching. Mm-hmm. So what we are going to do now is start building the capacities of the journalists by training them. As you know, in 2010, only few of our colleagues really participated in the general election in 2010. So if we go to rating, maybe we said 80% of the current practitioners are completely
have never covered election.
Never covered election. So how is this process going to be? So it's going to be a very, very, very tough. So we are going to say it, we really need to start doing a lot of capacity building, and that's what we have even started. We have at least we moved to 5 states so far, trying to provide them with the civic education for them, so that journalists are able to understand what is civic education first before they also help our citizen on their rights to be able to vote, on who should they vote and how the process is going to be, what is required of them. So it really need capacity building going forward.
Yes, and that's the time we have just before you go, in less than 30 seconds each. Let's begin with you. What will be your final remarks to journalists, particularly in this moment?
Okay, at the moment, I would like to first thank our organizing committee for this award, headed by our treasurer, Yangi Justin, and all our team. And to the members of the union, we really appreciate your support. Being behind us is why we are doing what we are doing here. So continue to have trust and have confidence in us. We will be able to make sure that we provide all what we can, that within our mandate of making sure that we provide for safeguarding protection and including building your capacity and issues to do with providing a safe working environment, that you'll be able to operate.
All right, that's almost more than 30 seconds. Thank you so much for coming to Mirai Studios. Mr. Oye, please.
Thank you. I would like to urge journalists to submit their stories. You should also submit yours, because this includes documentaries, radio programs, TV programs. It's not only that, it is just a news story.
Absolutely.
Feature stories and so on. We are sharing already a lot of information on those who have internet on how to submit. Those who are in the States and have difficulties in accessing internet can go to our branch offices in the States, UJOS offices. You can submit your stories there. Those people have a way of sending the stories to us. And then we will forward to the judges. For the elections are coming, journalists, we are going to be called names. Some will say you support this party.
Absolutely.
And the other party, it should not discourage us from the work. We should continue to do our work.
If they don't start accusing you for that, and then you're not doing your job
then
well.
Then you're not doing your job. You will be accused.
Thank you.
Thank
you so much, Oyed Patrick. Thank you so much, Majak Daniel, for coming to Mirai Studios. We wish you all the best.
Thank you so much.